Ag Today presents your Purdue Extension, a podcast network. A podcast partnership between Purdue University Extension and Indiana's most listened to farm radio network, Hoosier Ag Today.
Hi, and welcome to Your Community, as Hoosier Ag Today presents Your Purdue Extension, a podcast network. I'm your host, CJ Miller, with Hoosier Ag Today, and we're going to talk about making you healthy and the Purdue Extension's Steps to a Healthier You program. And today, we're joined by not just one, but two guests on the podcast here today. We have Chelsea Brewer. She is the County Extension Director and Health and Human Service, or rather Health and Human Science Educator with Purdue University Extension. She's based out of DuBois County in southwestern Indiana. Also joining us today is Donna Vandergraff. She's the Extension Specialist, Department of Nutrition Science, Purdue and Purdue Liaison to the Community Health Partnerships of the Indiana Clinical and Translational Sciences Institute and Connections in Health. And I tried to get through that in one long, without taking a breath. I failed, and I apologize for that. But Donna, you have a long time. I'd hate to see your business card. But Donna, you join us. Also, Chelsea joins us as we talk about getting folks healthy here in 2026 and beyond, the Steps for a Healthy You program. And first of all, I'll start with you, Chelsea. Tell us about the curriculum and kind of give us all the deets, if you will, about Steps for a Healthy You.
Yeah, absolutely. I am so honored to be talking about this program today. It is something that is near and dear to my heart, and I absolutely love it. And I'm very excited that we're able to share it through Purdue Extension with the entire state of Indiana. Steps to a Healthy You is really about cutting through diet culture and how that has worked itself into our everyday life. And how do we make these choices for ourselves that are going to provide us with the most nutrient dense food possible so that we can really take care of our insides, right? So we're not really concerned about weight loss. We're not talking about what your body looks like on the outside. It's demoralizing healthful foods and really about nourishing you, your mind, your body, and moving forward to translate that into your family as well.
And so, Chelsea, I understand that you're involved with teaching and enacting the curriculum, but Donna, I want to shift to you because I understand that you've been doing a lot of research behind Steps for a Healthy You and the reason why this curriculum is needed. And I'm kind of curious, what are some of the lesser known facts that you've learned in doing your research when it comes to the need for this particular curriculum, Donna?
Oh, and I will also say thank you for having us on this program today. We really appreciate the opportunity to share what we're doing in Purdue Extension out across the state. So Steps to a Healthy You is really based on the Mediterranean eating pattern. And one of the things that we often think about is people start thinking about the flavors around that type of a pattern. And really, this is more about what are the foods that have historically been eaten by those folks who live around the Mediterranean area. So not maybe current as much, but what is the historical, because that's a very healthy eating pattern. And that's one of the things we've seen is that the Mediterranean eating pattern is one where you eat more fresh fruits and vegetables, you're eating whole grain foods, you're decreasing your fats, choosing healthy fats, being really wise about the protein you choose. But this type of eating pattern has been shown to really help prevent chronic diseases and really to keep chronic diseases from increasing, right? So this is one of the things that we really look for. And it's not about the flavors. It's really about the food.
And Chelsea, I know that when you're teaching this particular curriculum, and first of all, I understand it's four different sessions or four different get-togethers. Tell me about that particular, what folks who are enrolled in the curriculum will learn, and what's each of the four classes kind of teach?
Yeah, so it is 4 weeks. You spend about an hour and a half to 2 hours with us, depending on, you know, how many questions there are and what kind of shenanigans we get into. but the first week we spend talking about changing your protein. That really is the biggest moderator, especially here in Indiana, when we look at the standard American diet, how our plate looks normally, and how are we going to shift it more towards this Mediterranean eating pattern and change the composition of what is on our plate for the prevention or moderation of chronic disease development. So first lesson, we talk about protein for a good hour, and then we're going to go into our taste test. Every single week we have a taste test, so your educator will prepare one to two different things for you to sample whenever you are in class with them, and then they'll provide you with some different recipes and options that you can try at home so that it really can fit with your family's preferences. Everybody likes different things, so we like to give lots of choices. The second week is about healthy fats. So our brain is made almost entirely of fat. We need to eat fat. So we take some time to talk about what kind of fats do we want to add? What kind of fats do we want to watch? And then what kind of fats are we saying no to? Then we spend time talking about nuts and seeds and how to integrate those, because we do not eat enough of them in our diet as it pertains to today's eating standards. Again, you have your taste test. And at the end of each session, I forgot to mention with the first session, at the end of each session, we also talk for about 30 minutes on some sort of mindfulness activity, whether it's the actual mindfulness of eating and how do we pay more attention to ourselves and our plates whenever we are eating. We talk about meal planning and what that looks like for you and your family. And we just kind of group think some strategies as far as how am I going to make the best decisions for myself before I enter into hunger, because we don't make good decisions when we're hungry. Third session is about fruits and veggies and increasing that, right? No fruits and veggies are off limits, despite some popular diets. We're going to increase our fruits and veggies, and we talk about strategies for increasing those. How do we get the most shelf life out of our fruits and veggies? How do we get the most flavor out of fruits and veggies without adding a lot of salt? What sort of strategies can we use to cook those in new and exciting ways? And then the fourth session is about grains and sweets. So really our carbohydrate group, and how do we start making some wise choices when it comes to carbohydrates in our diet, which we need, right? Again, low carb diet is really not a good choice for us. We need carbohydrates, but we need to make wise choices when it comes to what those carbohydrates are so that they're giving us the most bang for our buck. And then we end the class talking about movement and how do we have mindful movement throughout our day, and how does that add to kind of what we're putting on our plate in terms of overall health.
Donna, when it comes to, and I love that this program is helping to change eating patterns, diet patterns, but even beyond that, a lot of times, Donna, when folks are busy during the lunch hour or busy at night and you have kids, they're hungry, you're picking them up from soccer practice, from a baseball game, basketball, volleyball, and you're crunched for time. A lot of this is getting out of that mindset of, well, it's just so much easier and faster to go through the fast food drive-through and grab some burgers and fries and some Cokes for everyone, and then, well, meal's solved. It seems like even beyond that, when you go to the grocery store, getting into the proper mindset of, you know, I don't need to have these potato chips. I don't need to have these 2-liter bottles of pop or soda or Coke or whatever, depending on your part of the state or Midwest, I guess, that it's all about getting out of the old rut and really changing your patterns into kind of a fresh new set of patterns altogether. But even that, it seems, Donna, takes a little bit of time and some getting used to.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things, is gradually going in. And so as Chelsea and others across the state are teaching this, they're trying to give tools to the participants. What are some practical tips you can use? What are the practical tips when you go to the grocery store? What are the practical tips when you go out to eat? What are the practical tips for, when your kids are coming home and they're hungry? Well, how do you keep healthy snacks around? And that's exactly right, is that it does take time, and we're not expecting somebody to totally do a 180 and change their eating patterns immediately, right? So the idea that, what are some of the things that can fit in? And one of the things in the curriculum is, many of the topics, the food is on a continuum. So the protein choices are on a continuum, or the fat choices are on a continuum. So on one end, you might have the least healthy, the other, the more healthy, but you can be working along that continuum and getting closer and closer to the more healthy choices. But some things are kind of easy to switch out. Others might take a little bit. And I think the other thing that we say is, if it's one of those days where it's really, really crunched and you go through the fast food, don't make it a daily habit. But if it happens every so often, that's okay. Give yourself some grace and then go back to the healthier eating pattern the next time you have a chance, right? So not letting one little miss kind of get in the way of, you just throw up your hands and you say, oh, I'm done. No, just continue to come back and continue to take the next step forward. And that's kind of where the mindfulness goes into. It's really thinking about being aware of, what are your triggers and what are the things that are getting in the way?
Chatting with Chelsea Brewer and Donna Vandergraff here on the Your Community Podcast, presented by Hoosier Ag Today. And Donna, and I apologize, Chelsea, I want to pivot back to you, because this program goes far beyond just teaching healthier eating patterns, making healthier diet choices, but also beyond that, getting folks into the mindset of, I need to be active. I need to get up out of my office chair. I need to burn off some calories, and I need to involve some aerobic exercise, some anaerobic activity into my daily routine as well.
Yeah. So we really are looking at modifiable health behaviors, right? We know there's a ton of scientific research, and this Steps to Healthy You is based in science, right? So everything that we're talking about has support of scientific research. And we know that really changes in weight are not sustainable. So the old way of thinking about health as related to weight is really not doing us any favors. So we are looking with Steps to Healthy You to really address modifiable health behaviors, such as exercise, moving our body. How are we feeling? Let's get attuned to our diet, attuned to our hunger. When I make a choice, how do I feel afterwards? What is that doing for me, maybe physically? And also, what is that doing for me emotionally? Because sometimes you do need to have an emotional moment and eat the chocolate and call it a choice. And then once that choice is done, move on to the next choice and make a different choice each and every time, without the concept of morality around any of these choices, right? I am not a good or bad person based upon my food choices. I'm not a good or bad person based upon my sleep habits. I'm not good or bad based upon my physical activity habits. So we really try and talk about how do we start thinking differently about these health behaviors, and how do we feel with each and every choice, and how do we get more of those feel-good choices?
My guests are Chelsea Brewer and Donna Vandergraff with Purdue Extension, as we talk about as we talk about steps for a healthy, or rather steps to a healthy you. And we're going to talk more about the curriculum and dive a little deeper here in just a moment. We're going to take a quick break and we'll chat once again with Chelsea and Donna here in just a few. You're watching and listening to the Your Community Podcast as Hoosier Ag Today presents your Purdue Extension.
The average American reaches for their mobile phone about 350 times a day. For Indiana farmers, that number is probably higher, as the Hoosier Ag Today mobile app keeps them updated on the latest markets, weather, and farm news information. If you haven't downloaded this free app, you're missing out on a powerful and portable resource. The Hoosier Ag Today mobile app can be downloaded at the Apple Store and Google Play, and at HoosierAgToday.com. The Hoosier Ag Today mobile app.
And we're back talking about the Steps to a Healthy You curriculum presented by Purdue Extension here on Hoosier Ag Today. My guest, Chelsea Brewer and Donna Vandergraaff, both with Purdue Extension, as they help lead the Steps to a Healthy You curriculum and program. Chelsea, I want to ask you about signing folks up for the program and the curriculum. I understand that the pilot program is now underway. Tell me about how folks can enroll into the curriculum and what folks need to do if they're interested in taking those steps to a healthy you in 2026.
Yeah, thank you for asking the question. So we have completed our pilot study sort of to kind of develop the curriculum and make sure that really we have the best product when it goes out to the rest of the state. So it's now being pushed out to the rest of the state. All you have to do is call your extension office, wherever you're located, asking them if they're offering the program and when it might be. If they are not offering the program, you can visit our Purdue Extension Health and Human Sciences website and also submit a request that way, or see like this one here that's in St. Joe's County. And if you're close to St. Joseph, you can pop on over there. All of our programs kind of cross county lines. So even if you're not a resident in the county that it's being offered in, as long as there's space, we welcome all.
Understand that the program is, as we speak right now, available in 13 Indiana counties, but I understand that there is a plan to continue to grow this program, if I'm not mistaken, right, Chelsea?
You got it. So yeah, we had 13 pilot counties that have already kind of collected data when it came to the program, and those counties have experienced it, but it has no limitations. All 92 counties can now officially offer as of September 1st. So very new, as of September 1st can offer the program. It's ready to go.
Donna, I want to pivot back to you because you mentioned earlier before the break, how, you know, it's when you think about the issue that we have today with obesity, and not just childhood obesity, but adult obesity, and maybe not just obesity as we think about it in terms of someone being several hundred pounds overweight. We're talking even 20, 30, 40 pounds overweight can cause a major, major negative impact on one's health. Especially being inactive as well. I mean, forgets about, certainly we want everyone to quit smoking. I mean, that's the number one thing altogether, because we all agree smoking, vaping, you don't want that as part of your daily routine. But on top of that, the long-term impact, Donna, when you think about that, the decisions you're making today can certainly and definitely will impact your health decisions 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the road. And that's a major part of what this program is also trying to get across, Donna.
Yeah. And I think one of the things is that's one of the things that kind of gets in the way with healthy eating, right? Is because you don't see the impact usually that day, unless you have something that disagrees with you. You usually don't notice the issue until a little bit further down the road, right? And so one of the things I think, especially as we're looking at steps to a healthy you, is no matter where the individual is today. So starting today, wherever they are, not having that knee-jerk reaction to try to lose a bunch of weight right away, but how do you begin by taking the steps to eat more healthfully? How do you start making different choices on the protein you have? Maybe instead of having something breaded fried, you have it grilled if it's a protein. Maybe instead of having, you know, your vegetables with a bunch of cheese and sauce and everything, you try them with just a little bit of seasoning. Maybe if you don't get out and walk, you just go walk around the block. I mean, this time of year is gorgeous. We're taping this in the fall, and this is a beautiful time to get out and enjoy the outdoors. And, you know, take a break during the middle of work. If you're working, take a break for that. If you're out in the rural communities, you can even go walk down to the end of your lane and back. Trying to build in those small steps that then can lead to changes that are changing your pattern and making more healthy lifestyle that you can then move towards those prevention of chronic diseases and not gaining more weight and being more healthy.
And Chelsea, I certainly want to ask you about this because as we're talking right now, it's about middle of October, and I always find myself personally falling into the same trap year after year after year. I always try to watch what I eat. I certainly exercise regularly, but then when it gets to this time of year, we're talking fourth quarter of the year, Halloween, all that candy, Thanksgiving, all that gravy, Christmas time, cakes, cookies, everyone bringing desserts to work, company Christmas parties, brownies, fudge, everything, New Year's, everyone's having a party and having a great time. When it comes to this time of year, it's easy to fall into that trap of, okay, well, I'll eat a few candy bars here. I'll eat some gravy. I'll load up with all this gravy with my turkey and mashed potatoes and fill up beyond belief at the Thanksgiving dinner table. I'll eat that giant pie at Christmas time. And you go to visit your mom and dad's, you go to visit grandma's, and she's baked, you know, a feast. And you don't want to tell them no. You don't want to, well, I'm sorry, I'm on the Mediterranean diet, I can't eat this. You don't want to make them feel bad. Chelsea, how's the best way to manage this time of year? Also, not to mention, you've got the seasonal depression, which I certainly have. It gets dark at 5:30 at night. You don't feel motivated to go outside because it's 35 degrees out. It could be drizzling. You don't want to go to the gym at 6. It's already pitch black outside. How do you reconcile all of that during this later part of the year as we go into the holidays, Chelsea?
Yeah, that is a fantastic question and something that we really, really struggle with. And my answer is permission. Give yourself permission to experience grandma's baking. Give yourself experience to eat the pumpkin pie, because when we restrict and we say, you know what, I only get pumpkin pie on Thanksgiving. It's my favorite. I only get it on Thanksgiving. I'm going to overeat it because I have not given myself permission to have pumpkin pie in February. That's not pumpkin season. I can't have pumpkin pie. But if I give myself unconditional permission to eat Halloween candy in April, then it loses its kind of pedestal, right? So it loses its folklore and it becomes a normal food and it is no longer special, and I no longer feel the drive to eat as much as I can at this one point in time because I know I'm not going to get the opportunity for a whole nother year. So giving ourselves permission to experience these special foods more than just this one time of year, but also permission on that day to experience it. So if it is something that, you know, grandma only makes this one super delicious cake on Christmas because it is her Christmas tradition, give yourself the permission to have a slice, but eat it in a mindful way, much like we talked about in that first session of I'm going to say yes to the cake. I'm not going to say, oh, I'm on a diet and I'm not going to have grandma's cake, but I'm going to have a piece, a moderate piece, and I'm going to go and I'm going to experience it bite for bite. And after each bite, I'm going to say, you know, what feelings or thoughts and emotions, what did that bite bring up? And if I finish and it loses its emotional satisfaction or its physical satisfaction halfway through the piece, then I'm done. And I no longer need to eat it anymore. I've finished that permission and I'm going to move on.
I'll certainly keep that in mind. That certainly when it comes to a Thanksgiving dinner and well, I'll hold off on that second piece, second carving of turkey and green bean casserole, because once again, you fall into that trap. And then once again, afterwards, that feeling of self-loathing, because you feel, once you weigh yourself, you go, oh, geez, had I not had that extra scoop of corn casserole or sweet potato pie or whatever else, I wouldn't be 5 pounds heavier. So once again, that's all very good information, Chelsea, as we try to navigate through, I think, is a very tough time of year, especially when it comes to diet and exercise, when it comes to the fall and into the holiday season, so to speak. Donna, I want to ask you before we close things out, as we put a bow on the podcast here, is there anything about the Steps to a Healthy You program, curriculum, that I've forgotten to ask or that you'd like to include as part of our conversation, Donna?
So one of the things, I think Chelsea mentioned this earlier, it is available in all 92 counties, right? Currently, we have like 35 educators that have requested permission to have the curriculum. So we know it's out across the state. So contact your local county extension office, see if they're offering it, maybe see if a neighboring county is offering it, as we talked about. I think that's really great. Also, while we did the pilot, we showed that there were differences that people made in their mindfulness about what they were eating, in their awareness, in their feeling good about trying these new steps that are included in the Mediterranean eating pattern, and eating more mindfully and moving more. They were making progress along that, even just during that 4-session time period.
Same question as we wrap up the podcast. Is there anything further about Steps to a Healthy You that you'd like to add or include?
I always like to make sure every single time I teach this class that I make it very clear that I'm not telling you that any food is off limit. What we are very specifically talking about is how do we make more nutrient-dense choices? So how do I make maybe choices that give me more of the micronutrients I need to feel good and healthy and energetic? But also, I mean, a Snickers is okay. Go eat a Snickers. We're not saying that you can't have a Snickers, right? We're not saying that you have to never eat your favorite food again just because it doesn't fall on that very far best, most nutrient dense side of the continuum. What we really talk about is balance between what we're adding and what we're decreasing.
And Chelsea, one final time, the website for more information.
purdue.edu/extension/health and human sciences.
Fantastic. And we'll also have that link at HoosierAgToday.com. Once again, it's Steps to a Healthy You. Check out the curriculum at the website, at the Purdue Extension website. And once again, Chelsea Brewer and Donna Vandergraff with Purdue Extension. I'm going to refrain from reading your entitled titles once again, but because I don't know if I have another 10 minutes to read off your entitled title here. So, but once again, Chelsea Brewer, Donna Vandergraff, thank you so much for your time and sharing more information about the Steps to a Healthy You curriculum. I certainly appreciate your time, and thank you so much for joining us here today.